Hey kids, how you doing? You ready? It's going to be a little bit different today. Let's see what happens.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Couldn't get any weirder.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. Okay, let's. I just want to start the show by talking about North Korea, because that's big time in the news right now. And I'm looking at this in a weird yet interesting fashion here, and hear me out for just a second. I'm a little older than you are, and I've been through stuff, and I think I understand what's going on, even though this fake president of ours is a total moron. I do think that there is some substance to what he's doing right now with this North Korea thing. This Trump guy yesterday, from his golf course, made the announcement that if North Korea continues to escalate their words and their actions and their missile tests and their progress in the capability of launching a nuclear warhead, the president says then North Korea will be the recipient of fire and fury like the world has never seen. Now, that's probably a threat. There's a danger to that because North Korea is freaking crazy. I mean, Kim Jong-un is. I don't know about the peeps. So he takes these things literally. That's a threat. That's a threat for war. I think that this Trump guy actually made an interesting move here that could be benefit. Nothing's beneficial in this situation, by the way. Nothing works out simply or easily. So it's the lesser of a lot of evils. And with a statement like that coming from Trump, sitting at a table at his golf course, I mean, a statement like that, he should have flown back to Washington, had a special announcement, gone on national television and said this or some effect of it, rather than sitting from his working vacation location in New Jersey at one of his golf courses. However, this is what he actually said. He threatened that North Korea would see the fire and fury like never before foreseen in this world. We don't know if that meant in the regards of backlash, sanctions, or if it was the physical fire and fury from a nuclear warhead that would be exploded upon North Korean soil. We don't know, because Trump is a total moron, crazy man. We don't know what he meant. Half the time when he says stuff, he says, well, I didn't mean it exactly like that. I meant it figuratively. I meant it in the sense of, not that they will actually do something like that. Trump doesn't explain. And I don't think Kim Jong-un is too familiar with the way Trump says things. Kim's going to take it literally. What Trump has done is he's warned North Korean leaders that don't try anything, because if you do, you will not believe the response that we will put upon you. If that's the message, that's good. However, Kim, and I call him Kim, is not going to take it that way. Kim is going to take it, oh, we've just been threatened. We've been threatened by the United States that they are going to annihilate us. We better prepare for this. So let's be the first. Let's stop this from happening. Kim has got to know in the back of his head somewhere that even if he developed his nuclear warheads, he would be no match for the United States. He's got to realize that. And Trump is just reminding him. Trump is also saying to China in a statement like that, look, we're going to do what we have to do. You can step in, or you can say to North Korea, you can say the United States is serious. And this Trump guy, he's crazy. He's crazy, man. He's crazy. You better just like chill it, man. Chill it. Chill it, North Korea. This is a tip from your friends here in China right on your border. We don't want this crap happening right below us. So just chill it, huh? Just chill it a little bit. Don't piss him off like this. Guy's crazy. Guy's nuts. He'll do it. So in that sense, perhaps what Trump did with that statement was a proper and good thing to do, was a necessary thing to do. Perhaps. Or you could look at it the other way, that Trump is indeed nuts and crazy. And the only thing that really bothers me about this whole thing where Trump is concerned is that about a year ago, he was saying in his campaign speeches, just before he became president, and even a little bit after, he said, you know, we have all these nuclear weapons. What's the point of having them if we can't use them? That kind of like, that triggered a lot of problems. But a lot of people shrugged it off because they figured this guy's not going to be president. He's just nuts. So let's not even react to it. This is what he said when he was running for president. He said, we have all these nuclear weapons. And he sought out experts to answer that question. We got them. Why don't we use them? That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. If you don't know the answer to that, you shouldn't even be cleaning toilets in a men's room at the airport. I mean, not that that's a horrible job. They probably get paid really well, by the way. But what Trump did here might have been smart. It might provoke Kim Jong-un to make a preemptive strike. It might. And I say this. If that occurs, and Kim is so stupid to do something like that, then the sacrifices will be horrendous by whatever he hits, whether it be South Korea, or if Kim decides to hit Japan, or hit Guam is probably more like it. The retaliation upon North Korea would be extreme, because they started it. There's a real important thing here. Preemptive doesn't come into play anymore. Whoever makes that first strike will be the bad guy, and will deserve whatever they get in return. This preemptive kind of rhetoric and excuse and action will be the death of that preemptive force. And if it's North Korea, it will be the death of them. If it's the United States, it'll be the death of us. Nobody should preempt strike nuclear weapons. That will be the end for them. So I thought I'd just bring this up. This is just something we have to deal with at a point, and Bush and Obama did not. China is not. They might be trying, but it's not working. Kim is just a crazy guy. Now here's the question that I have for experts in this field. What is Kim's ultimate goal here? What is his goal? Is his goal to destroy all democracies? No, it's not. Kim's goal, as far as I can see, and his only goal, is to exert North Korea in their power ability so that they become a major player on the world stage. They want the power, they want the recognition. Launching nuclear attacks on a country will end that possibility for good, and he'll destroy his country, and he'll have nothing to be proud of. Kim is not a suicide bomber. He wants his country to be the prominent, dominating country. If you do a preemptive strike, Kim, you're going to destroy your entire country, and that ain't going to happen ever. So Kim wants to survive. You can't become a world power if you don't survive. So I don't think Kim will ever make a preemptive strike. I think all these missile tests are just that. I don't think he'll ever use it. He can't, because it will never be as strong as the other countries that could retaliate. And I think that's what Trump was basically saying. Don't try it. Don't continue on this road, North Korea. You have no idea, or perhaps you do, what the consequences would be. If it's an eye for an eye, our eye's much bigger. So a smart move on Trump's part, something that we don't want to hear because it's a scary thing, but it had to be said at some point. The reminder had to be made to Kim, don't even try it. And the reminder had to be made to China, you're right there, you better resolve it. It was a double serving. So I kind of congratulate Trump. I wish he went to the White House and did it, not from the golf course in New Jersey, but whatever. Trump's major problem here is that nobody really trusts Trump anymore. Maybe 33% of the country does. But the rest don't. The rest think he's unbalanced, stupid, crazy, a loose cannon. They don't know what he's going to do. Demented, delusional. That's what most of the country thinks of this man. But the one thing that they seem to all agree on is that Trump is a liar. He's a manipulator, and he's a liar. Those things have been proven time and time and time again. And over 60% of the country knows that for sure and has expressed that they know that for sure. So there's a little element of crazy danger going on between two crazy world leaders. Kim Jong-un is crazy. Donald Trump is crazy. This is an interesting showdown, and the consequences are the rest of the world. So, it's just an interesting play. Is Trump good at interesting play? He may be. I don't know. But I do agree that he needed to say what he said in the terms in which he said it. And I think he wanted the world to know that, yes, I, Donald Trump, I am a crazy person. Don't mess with us. We're crazy. I'm crazy. I can do stuff. So don't even think about it. Just reminding you, don't even think about it. You see, Donald, what you don't understand, or maybe you do, is that nuclear weapons are not in existence to be used ever. They are in existence as a threat, as a mighty stick. You don't use it. It's like a father saying to a child, if you don't do it, if you don't clear up your act here, I'm going to smack you. You don't ever smack the child. It's a threat, and you hope that that will keep the child in line. Sometimes, though, these children have tantrums, and you don't know how to handle it. And that's what's going on right now. Did I help clear that up? I don't know. But that's the way I see it. Let's just hope that somebody backs down somewhere. Okay.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast?
It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Back to the program, kids. I call you kids for no reason whatsoever. What we're going to talk about today, and at this point, my guest is a doctor, quote unquote, who has come up with an herbal remedy to many of our ailments. This person actually calls it the Fountain of Youth. And that's kind of the topic for today, because it's an interesting topic, because this is something that goes back centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries. I think there were snake oil salesmen even back in the days of Jesus. Hey, Jesus, you want to live forever? Little did they know. Yeah, it goes back. It goes back to the pharaohs, man. I think when they were building the pyramids, the Egyptians, all those Egyptian slaves, there was some guy walking around there trying to sell them snake oil. It still goes on today to the greatest extent. If you go into a pharmacia, you can't call them drugstores anymore because the word drug is really not good. You can't put that on the side of a building anymore. That's not smart. It's not good marketing. It's a pharmacy. It's a pharmacia. It's a wonderful world of things to buy for your body. It's a pharmacia. If you look at the shelves in that place, they are loaded with herbal remedies for everything you can think of. Everything. Your skin, your teeth, your nails, your joints, your bones. And all of them promise, or at least infer, that if you take this supplement, that your ailments will go away. And some of them actually say you'll live longer and you'll be healthier. The oldest trick in the book, which I'm still hooked on and probably you are as well, is the promise of weight loss through herbal supplements, through taking pills. We buy this crap because we want so much to have those things solved. And when you have a marketer or snake oil salesman that is so efficient in convincing you that their product is the miracle that you've been looking for, it's hard not to get involved in that. And yeah, I think we've all like sent away or gone to the pharmacy and picked up a bottle of stuff that we thought is going to really make a difference in our lives. It rarely does, if ever. Yeah, eat right and exercise, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't care to exercise because it's a lot of effort and I have to sweat and change my clothes. And I don't like to eat properly because the proper stuff isn't as tasty as the stuff that isn't good for you. So we look for the pill. Well, I'll just continue my life the way it is. I'll continue not to exercise. I'll continue not to eat. I'll just take a pill. And that'll be fine. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. But we're still marketed in the sense that it does work like that. But it doesn't. There are entire marketing companies that are built around this thought, this effort, this idea. I've been taking fish oil pills for like 10 years now. Because I was told that that is great for your joints and your body and your blood circulation and everything. And yeah, so far so good. Then for some reason, and I don't remember how, I got turned on to flax oil, flaxseed oil. And they said this is a plant-based omega, and it's actually even better for you. And the results of it, they lower your cholesterol. They lower your blood pressure. They increase your positive circulation. They actually ward off all types of cancers. And they make your body more efficient. All those things. All of them. And you can lose weight. And I said to myself, flaxseed oil? This is like everything rolled into one. So yesterday, I went on a journey to find flaxseed oil. First, I had to try to find out how much of this stuff should I be taking. And I looked on the shelves, and they were all like 1,000 milligrams a day, plus. And I thought, that's 1,000 is a lot of anything. I don't know how significant that is, but when you flash the number 1,000 in front of my face, that seems like a lot of something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means, but 1,000 is a lot of something. The last place I went to, still not buying anything because I didn't know quite what to buy, I went to the vitamin shop. Have you heard of this place? It's well named because when you walk into the place, it's just vitamins. It's all this crap that I'm talking about. It's vitamins and supplements. And there's shelves and shelves and shelves of it. The whole store is this. And there's tens of millions of thousands of these things on the shelf. In all different sections, probiotics, omegas, oils, minerals, I mean, just everything. Tubs and cans of whey and grains and protein powder and everything you can imagine. Protein bars and shakes and all these things in the vitamin shop. And the lady behind the counter was skinny. And I thought, okay, yeah, that's good. Because if I go to the vitamin shop and the person working the store weighs 400 pounds and has zits, perhaps I may not be as connected as I would be otherwise. So I walked up to this lady. It was fairly attractive. She's about 40 years old, maybe 50. Her face was kind of weathered, but she had a good body. Do you ever see people like this? Guys, you're walking down the street and you see the back of this curvaceous woman with this flowing, beautiful hair, and you just go, oh my, what is that? And then they turn around, or you pass them, and you look backwards, and it's like, oh my God, oh, okay, all right, fine. Someone's smoking 25 packs of cigarettes a day, or something happened here, because that's not the same from the front as it is from the back. Their bodies are beautiful. Their face, a little craggly. I don't know if craggly's a word, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I walk up to her and I say, this is my dilemma, man. I take omega-3 fish oil. I want to start taking flaxseed, but I don't know what this 1,000 thing is. She says, well, here's what I do. And I go, oh, she does something. Works for your body, honey, but perhaps not your face. I know that's nasty, but I'm being honest with you. She says, well, here's what I do. I divide the week up. Half of the week I take fish oil, and the other half I take flaxseed oil in the capsules. That's what I do. She says, I do every other day. Monday, fish oil. Tuesday, flaxseed. Wednesday, fish oil. Thursday, flaxseed. Friday, fish oil. Saturday, flaxseed. I said, well, then you got Sunday and Monday, both fish oil. She says, I know, I can't figure that part out, but it's okay, it's good. I said, well, fish oil 2 days in a row, I don't know about that. So I buy it. I haven't taken the flaxseed oil just yet. Obviously, if it affects my body in some negative way, I'll stop using it. But I did this entire exercise because I thought that supplements might be good for me, and I could get the benefits of what it says on a label. And these things are not regulated by the FDA, and I'm not too sure about the FDA. That's the Federal Drug Administration. What do they do? I've never been in their office. They could have pictures of naked people on the wall. I have no idea what they do. They're probably, you know, they could be paid a certain amount of money. Hey, you want to approve this? I'll give you $10,000. Okay, it's on the list. You're good. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Just because FDA approved doesn't mean it works for everybody, because on the bottom of all the bottles, it should say, but it doesn't. FDA approved things say, the result's not typical. It's not typical. There are our product here makes your body healthier. Does it really? Not typically, no. Typically not. But I guess somebody somewhere benefited from it, so we're saying it is, yeah. You can't trust anything. You can't trust anybody. But the thesis of this entire conversation is that this fountain of youth thing, that we would all live longer and be more healthy. You don't want to live longer if you're in pain. Not necessarily. I mean, you know. But if you're not in pain and you feel pretty good, you want to keep living. Usually. I don't see the reason why you wouldn't. If you're feeling good, if you're feeling okay, your mind's still good, your body's still moving around a little bit. Fine. Your quality of life is still there. Why not live longer? Why? What's the problem? So we grab onto this fountain of youth where our bodies will feel better and we will live longer. And it's called the fountain of youth. And it's, I think it's Ponce de Leon, someplace in Florida. You dip your toes in this fountain and all of a sudden you're 2 years old again. And believe me, I know a lot of two-year-olds, not a wonderful time of life. That was not a wonderful time of life for neither the child nor the parent, However, so today we're going to talk to a gentleman who again offers us the fountain of youth, the miracle product that will do the trick. Just like the snake oil salesman that Donald Trump is, where he promises us the world. He knows how to fix everything quickly, simply, easily. Nobody else knows how to do it. But he does because of his real estate experience. He knows how to make deals. He hasn't made one deal in 6 months. The only deal he's made is destroying his own reputation and getting himself in trouble. That's his deal. We didn't know that's the deal that he was referring to. But he said, hey, does everybody want, get along with Russia? We'll do that. No, that didn't happen. Of course, you know, that's their bromance thing going on. He says the Palestinians, the Israelis, that Middle East conflict, I can solve that in a minute. That didn't work. He took his son-in-law, Jared, and had him deal with that. Jared's had no international relation experience whatsoever. Might as well get the plumber from down the street to take care of that problem. Well, nobody took care of that. That's not working out. He says that the deals, all our deals in NATO and all that kind of stuff, that's not good for us. He wanted to stop. He said he can take care of that. Healthcare. You want to change healthcare? I promise that we're going to get rid of Obamacare, and I will commandeer this, and I'll change it immediately. I'm going to replace it with something you won't believe. It'll be fantastic. He came up with absolutely nothing, not his own idea, nothing at all. He had no healthcare plan whatsoever. That's a fact. It's still not passed. Nothing's been passed. There have been a few generations of it. They've all not been passed. He's coming up with a tax plan. That's not going to go anywhere. He's done absolutely nothing except for sit behind a desk and sign declarations that he made up. He's not solved anything. The border between Mexico and the United States, Mexico's going to pay for it. Mexico's not paying for it. We're paying for it. It's not going up all that fast either, because Congress is saying, why should the American people pay for a wall? You said it'd be Mexico. You lied. It didn't work, you deal maker person. Yeah, Trump, everybody listens to you. Your power is golden. Yeah, that worked. Liar, snake oil salesman, liar. Miscalculation there, Mr. Trump, huh? Miscalculation? This job a little bit harder than you thought? Because it's not a dictatorship, Don. It ain't a dictatorship. You didn't know that, did you? Your real estate business, that's a dictatorship. You stand there, you make decisions, you react to things. You don't plan things out. He said that himself in his book. He doesn't plan things out. He reacts to things. That's how he does things. He reacts to them. That's great. Your back's up against the wall. That's when you do stuff. All right, I don't want to get off on Trump. God, how does this happen all the time? Well, I'm talking about snake oil salesmen, and he's one, and this is what we're talking about. So, So, let's speak to our guest now, who apparently has the Fountain of Youth. He's, speak to him right now. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. This is Dr. Leonard P. Guante. He's director of MIT's Glenn Laboratory for the Science of Aging and chief scientist of Elysium Health. Did I pronounce that properly?
Yes, you
okay.
did.
Great, great. Okay. This is, we're talking about, in layman's terms, searching for the Fountain of Youth, something that I've done since I was born, and most of us would love to find a longevity as long as we're healthy. That seems to be the overriding mystery of the universe, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. So, now, this is a survey or a program, a research program that was undertaken. Can you describe that to me?
Well, it's actually a company called okay. ElysiumHealth.com, okay. but it's based on research that was carried out by me and my lab at MIT over 25, 26 years.
Wow.
And it led to the idea uh-huh. that there were natural compounds found in nature
yes.
that could slow down aging.
Wow.
And this is a very long, laborious research track
uh-huh.
over those decades. But at the end of the day, what we identified was two compounds that could slow down aging in preclinical studies
yes.
that were perfectly safe.
Yes.
And that gave us the idea that one could base a company on such compounds
yes.
because they could be brought to customers relatively quickly compared to, say, prescription drugs,
huh.
and that we could test them in people in rigorous trials to see if they're really effective in humans.
How long have these trials been going?
Well, we completed our first trial last year on mm-hmm. our first product,
mm-hmm.
which is called Basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the trial was successful. It did two things. It confirmed earlier studies on the safety of the product, which we expected.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it homed in on this critical molecule, NAD, which is present in all cells, which is really an important component of staying healthy and warding off the effects of aging. And NAD levels go down as we get older,
yes.
which is not good.
No.
And the product, Basis, boosts NAD. So that's what it does in preclinical studies. So we wanted to see if that happened in humans. And the trial showed that it does, and it's sustainable over at least 2 months, which was the duration of the trial.
Huh.
So that's important because it means that the product does what it's supposed to do. And we're now setting up this year to carry out numerous trials to look at various health endpoints.
Has it been determined at what point in one's life one must start being involved in these compounds in order to affect longevity? In other words, if you started in your 20s, good. If you started in your 60s, not as effective. Have you looked at that?
That's a good question. I would say we don't know the answer to that question
okay.
at this point. I started it 3 years ago, so I
yes.
was forced to start it at a relatively late stage.
Right.
I think probably the earlier the better. But I also do think if you start it relatively late, and you're still healthy when you start
right,
it,
right.
It's still going to be effective.
It's still so it's basically slowing.
But you know those are the trials.
Yes.
Some of that information will come out of trials that are ongoing
right.
now.
How long do you feel these ongoing trials should take place before, if successful, it hits the market?
Well, it's on the market.
Oh, okay. Oh, I did not know. Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so it's available on the website,
ElysiumHealth.com. Okay. Okay.
And the reason for that is, they're natural compounds, and they're generally regarded as safe.
Yes.
And the trials show they're safe. And so what we have done is put all the information out there for people to make their own decision
right.
about it.
Okay.
And meanwhile, we're accruing more and more data in human trials.
I understand. So are those that that do engage in the compounds, are they automatically all in the trial so that they can report back their progress?
No.
Oh, so
our customers, well, because the trials are done in a rigorous way, like a drug company would do them, so there has to be a placebo group.
Right. Okay.
And it's blinded, so
gotcha.
People don't know if
gotcha.
They're getting a placebo or
gotcha.
The compounds.
I'm sure you've heard back from...
By the same token, yeah,
yes.
we do value uh-huh. communication with our customers. It's
yes.
one of the reasons we sell only online.
Uh-huh.
Is it makes it easier to keep track of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And and so we do talk with them. They enjoy that. And, you know, we learn things.
Interesting. And this has been on the market out for how long?
It's been about a year and a half.
Year and a half, wow. Now, you've been engaged in the, I guess, your own trial. For how long have you been with the compounds?
Longer. Maybe yeah, 3 years.
3 years. And how do you feel? Tell me.
I mean, I feel good. I felt good when I started it.
Oh, okay.
I try to do all the right things.
Yes.
And you won't necessarily feel anything,
mm-hmm.
but I think it nonetheless we expect improve your ability to maintain good health over a longer period
okay.
of time. And we're gonna show that mm-hmm. in as rigorous a way as possible.
Right. And this is BASIS is what we call it. And how would one get more information about this?
The website has all the information as well as the ability to purchase the product. And it's ElysiumHealth, one word, .com.
Okay. And again, the focus of it is to slow down the aging process. Thus,
the way I put it is to maintain health.
Okay. Okay. And maintaining health would give you a longer life in most situations.
Well, at least it would keep you healthier longer.
Well, that's all I really want.
What
yeah.
we care about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is what we care about. Quality of life, as long as you can, but as long as it's quality and you can live. Well, this is interesting. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. And, wow. That's different. It's a different kind of interview that I've done here, this possibility. Well, thank you again.
Well, it's my pleasure.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you decide. It's not up to me. I simply present this stuff. Doctor came to me, said he wanted to talk about the thing. You know? I said, sure, you can talk to the audience if you'd like. I'll interview you. Whatever. So it's totally up to you. Anyway, that's our story for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. I hope you join me then. It would really be very, very nice on your part. If you want to do something nice for somebody, join me again tomorrow. Do something nice for me for a change. I'm eligible to be nice too. You can be nice to me. It's a good thing for me. I try to be nice to you. I don't know you. I have no idea who you are, but I try to be nice to you. If you wanted me to do you a favor, I would consider it for a while and then say no, but I would consider it, and I think that's awfully nice of me, too. I mean, there's no reason why we can't get along here, right? We are both human beings. I think it's about the only connection we have, but other than that, you know, whatever, whatevs. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace, I really do. I think we all need it.